It's that time for a Christmas parenting tip. If your toddler has been unusually quiet for a while, your Christmas tree is just a regular tree now.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am a collector of very little. Hoarding is not my thing. That said, I do have enough books to sink a small tugboat and a lifetime of files stuffed with thoughts and stories I think you'll enjoy. One of them simply says Christmas. It's crammed with golden nuggets I'd like to share with you, inspiring and humorous stories and thoughts that I hope will brighten your Christmas as they have mine. A little boy ran to the kitchen with a big box in his hand, out of breath, and told his mother, "We'd better tell Santa to forget about the train set I ordered. I just found one on the top shelf in Daddy's closet." Here's one that will only offend about half our audience. Just so you know, your average guy at this point in the Christmas season has purchased a grand total of 0 gifts. In point of fact, he has not yet gotten around to purchasing an acceptable gift for his dear wife for last Christmas. He did give her something last year, but he could tell by her reaction to it that it was not on her list. She never dreamed of getting an emergency kit for the trunk of the car, even though it was that cool deluxe model with booster cables and a tiny air compressor. Clearly, this gift violated an important rule, but her man had no idea what this rule was, and his wife was too upset to tell him. Okay, I'm going to get letters on that one, so please send them to our Oregon address. It's just Box 7, Oregon, Manitoba. 2 guys lived in Florida. A few days before Christmas, they decided to go sailing while their wives went Christmas shopping. These guys were enjoying themselves when, out of the blue, a terrible storm arose. With great difficulty, they fought to keep their boat under control. And finally, when it looked as if they would make it back to land, their boat was grounded on a sandbar. Oh! So they had to jump overboard and push with all their might, hoping to coax that sailboat into deeper water. The wind howled around them. The waves rushed over them. They were soaking wet, knee-deep in mud, fresh out of hope. Until one of the guys looked at his buddy and said, "You know, it still beats Christmas shopping." Well, way back in the days when fax machines were new and all the rage, a young woman's mother got a fax machine. The daughter suggested sending their correspondence by fax now instead of using the post office, although she told Mum many times that it was a faster and less expensive way to communicate. Her mother continued to send her mail by weekly letters. At Christmas, however, her mother showed that now she had a full grasp of technology. She faxed a $100 bill with the note, "Merry Christmas, darling. You're right. It is cheaper to fax than to mail. Love, Mum." Oh, I love that. We've time for just one more. Grandma took her 4-year-old granddaughter to church for the very first time. She sat quietly taking in every aspect of the Christmas service, and her attentive curiosity stayed in check until the pastoral prayer at the end. The pastor said, "We thank you, Lord, for your presence." The little girl's eyes flew wide open and she whispered to her grandma, "Granny, we're gonna get presents." Well, amid the presents, what we celebrate most is the presence of our Savior, our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, thank you for listening to Laugh Again this year. To you and yours from the Calloway family, a very Merry Christmas.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.